This is Shannon O'Neill, and I'm listening to Randy Barton on KPCW 91.9 FM.
All right, my friends, it is now 12 minutes before 6 p.m. Final hour of the show for today, but I'll be back. I'm relentless. Every afternoon from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., The Local View. Chris Gruen joins us in the studio. Welcome, Chris. Thanks for being on the program.
I'm so glad to be here.
He's a good guest. Where do you hail from?
Well, I live in Vermont. I live in central Vermont by the capital city, Montpelier, up in the mountains there behind it.
Yeah, lovely state.
It really is. And a great place to call home. I was born and raised in New York City and happy to find my way up north. And yeah. That's where I'm at these days.
Yeah, it's an interesting spot. It's, you know, kind of removed, one or two highways and the whole thing. But great music scene there. I mean, for folk artists and for, you know, for sometimes we get in a little alternative. But you know, a lot of place within a 200-mile radius to shoot for.
Yeah. It's you know, equidistant between Montreal and Boston. Maybe mm-hmm. Boston's even a little further away. Great artists coming out of there. Of course, Phish was a huge band that came out of there in the mm-hmm. not-so-distant past. But we have Grace Potter that just, you know, mm-hmm. shot to fame out of a small town there called Waitsfield. And wonderful artists, friends of mine like Anais Mitchell who are rising stars. And, yeah, we're lucky to have a 600,000-person population that are just littered with interesting and talented activists and, mm-hmm. You know, community members.
Yeah. And yourself then, you're here, I would assume, to showcase your talents for Sundance and on hopes of that film director, that producer seeing your work and sticking you in the movie.
Yeah. You know, I've had a little bit of film work, I'm lucky to say. I've been able to do a little film work already. And I don't have any music in any films that are premiering here. But something in the Disrupt Fest that just was happening just a little bit up the road, Deer Valley. And showcasing at ASCAP, with the Sundance Cafe down there, the ASCAP Cafe, I should say, is a huge opportunity. So
yeah,
that's been really good this year.
How'd you work your way into that?
I've been coming to Sundance for a little while now. The first time I came with my father. He was in a film. Actually, he's a rock and roll photographer, and he was in a film about Joe Strummer in 2010, I think, or maybe 9 now. I can't remember. But then I came back. I have a great day job. I'm the director of a college community radio station in Vermont, Goddard College Community Radio, and they sent me here to make a short documentary about a filmmaker who is also faculty, Ulrich Brown. He made a film called Kinyarwanda. Some of your listeners might remember mm-hmm. this movie. About the Rwandan genocide, and it premiered here, ended up winning the audience award. It's the only film I ever made, and I got to do it here in Sundance in 2011.
Ah, so, from filmmaker to musician
it's
now.
It's the only thing I've ever done. But last year I played a show here, and this year I played every single day for the last 5 days. So it was a huge jump for me and really exciting. And, you know, the people you meet and work with here in the 4 or 5 days you do it, it's just something you treasure for sure.
Where did you play? And there's still an opportunity to
tonight
see.
Tonight was my last live show. Okay. It was at New York Lounge at 4:30. I've been playing the New York Lounge for the Dogfish Pictures people, the Cider House sessions every day since Thursday. And then I did the Coffee House Chateau, and I played the ASCAP show last night. Down at the Rich Haynes Gallery. And so now we leave for L.A. tomorrow morning.
Well, let's hear something. We'll have you play something live, and then we'll play something off your CD. Do you generally perform solo, or are you a bandmate kind of guy?
Well, you know, I'm happy that I can play solo. I love playing with a band. The record has full production on it, and so you know, is best represented by a band. But I do a lot of touring solo, obviously, because it's expensive to tour with a band, and, mm-hmm. and I can play solo. So, yeah, mostly solo stuff.
Right. What are you going to play for my audience?
Well, I'm going to play a song that's not on this record. We just released it. It's called How Long Will I Wait? And we also made a video for it real quick. A great friend of mine, Joey Carey, who is the co-producer of Obvious Child, which is one of the films that premiered here this year, made this video in a couple, 3 weeks ago. We just released it, so I thought I'd share that with you, and folks can check it out online if they wish.
Chris with a K, Gruen. Here we go.
been 2 weeks and a day. Amnesia hours take shape from your face. Memory, you have my heart, right or wrong. I want you home, so I wrote you a song. Sing along, sing along, sing along, oh yes. How much longer will I wait? How much longer will I wait? How much longer will I wait? Oh, 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 oh. Friends and family cast shadows in the hall. They try to console me as the sun starts to fall. Before I sleep, I pray to dream of where you are. And share those fires from those lonesome western stars. Sing along, sing along, sing along. How much longer will I wait? How much longer will I wait? How much longer will I wait? I miss you when you called. I've been getting home much too late. This house, it's not a home when I'm doing it all alone. I can't do it all on my own. How much longer will I wait? How much longer will I wait? How much longer? Oh, 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 oh.
Chris Gruen. Imagine with such an interesting name that you don't even need to have like Chris Gruen music or anything for your website. You can just get Chris Gruen.
You think it's interesting, Randy?
Gruen. I've never seen the name Gruen.
Oh yeah, you know
with a K.
Those remember those watches? Remember Gruen watches? Mm-hmm. I think that's how often. Mm-hmm. I mean, how I usually get folks to try and remember it most often is like the watch. But you know, my father's work has become more and more popular, so sometimes I say like him.
Yeah. And the community radio, that's your deal, huh?
Well, you know, that kind of came into my life. I got it as my alma mater, and they invited me to take on a new position there as a director of the radio station. It's been a real blessing. There isn't more important work in a community other than feeding people than helping them communicate and stay connected to what's going on right around them. Community information, that's how a community stays strong and healthy. So I'm really, really happy to be part of that.
I should have recorded that for our station.
You got it. It's on the archive somewhere.
We use it. Chris Gruen, thank you very much. We're going to play a track from your CD. Maybe you can build this up for my listeners and
absolutely.
I'll let it roll.
Thanks, Randy. This is Company Man. And some great friends on this track. Sean Hayes, great artist out in San Francisco. And my friend Anais Mitchell from back in Vermont. Love those guys. Very, very glad to have them on this song. And they're beautiful on it. So thanks for playing it, Randy.
Thanks, Chris.
could be just the thing they need. They like the way you keep community. So take those keys and a healthy salary. Trade a little bit of your freedom for security.
KPCW every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. for the latest news in town and around the world. Trusted news anchor Leslie Thatcher delivers local news as well as broadcasts of NPR News, Marketplace, and national stories. Morning Edition with Leslie Thatcher, sponsored by Promontory the Ranch Club, Nexus IT, Jan's Mountain Outfitters, and Deer Valley Resort.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided by Danny, 25 years in the title business. Highland Title, 435-200-0003. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you.
Local programming all day. Only in Park City, only on KPCW. 91.9 FM in Park City and the Heber Valley. 88.1 FM in Colville and Camas. This is KPCW, Park City.